What is up, everyone? It's Doug PMTG with a quick one-minute promo at the start of the day. I'm here all day. I'm at the Emporium. It's my inn. I'm the innkeeper today, and you come and do maybe some buy some stuff from me. I don't know. And I don't use voices much unless we want to do some improv, because that's fun. I like to improv, too. But yesterday was great. We had four customers, and I had three friends show up. I built two EDH decks. They told me what they liked, and I just used commons on commons and gave them some free rares. The other two guys was able to hook up some tokens for the one guy, and his friend was there actually buying cards. People got playmats as gaming mouses. It was a lot of fun. So tons happened. We had a lot of great discussions, too, about life, politics, mental health, religion, and it was just whatever different people wanted to talk about while they were here. Two of the girls didn't know anything about Magic. One of them did. All of the guys that came over had played Magic before. You can be anyone. It doesn't matter if you want cards, if you have money. You know, some people showed up with no money and walked away with free decks and some great conversation, free popcorn, free tea. If you're listening to this thinking, what the heck? Why all this? Well, I explained it yesterday. I'm trying to accomplish a couple goals. Number one, any card I sell, I want a fair price. I made good money yesterday, much better than offloading to a store. And I want to just add something positive in the MTG Edmonton community before I move. I've decided that this was so successful for the fun that it was and the fact that I got to spend basically 9 straight hours just talking about whatever the people in the room wanted to talk about and stimulating some conversation with some groups. You know, we had, like, at one point, looking at the demographic in the room, you know, very different representation of backgrounds and pasts and experiences and preferences, all in a room talking about different things, from superheroes to magic cards to our vocations and our desires for our future to huge mistakes we've made that we're finally at a point that we're discussing it. And that's just because those three people, when they were there, wanted to take the conversation that way. When other people were over, if people weren't engaged in a conversation, it was moving away from that, because it was kind of cool that everyone that was over was trying to be intentional about including everyone. And it's something that I work really hard at when I'm in a room with my friends and when I'm leading something, like I'm leading this garage sale. So I'm going to do my best to do that, because I'm much like an innkeeper. What I want everyone who comes in to really be having fun. So please come on by, shoot me a DM. I'm going to be here. Even if you don't know me, this is for you as well. Okay. We'll see you today. All right, so I'm at the MTG garage sale. My friend Blaine came over. Thanks for coming, Blaine. I look outside, my brother points. We're out in the garage. Turn around. It's double rainbow. Actual double rainbow. I've never seen one in my life before.
Really?
Yeah, never like vivid like this. Like, actually, I've seen the videos.
The first one is vivid. The second one is quite the after image, but it's there. It's obviously there.
That's so, honestly, with how bright that first one is, I don't think I've been fortunate enough to experience it this bright ever.
Yeah.
That's nice. I like that. Thanks for pointing that out, Tim. Yeah, so garage sale is still happening. Anyone else who wants to come over, please feel free. There's popcorn, there's tea, there's double rainbows. Some cards are being bought. I have a few people coming over to buy some collector's edition Starbucks mugs, some play mats, as well as a friend wants to come back maybe and I'll build her a deck. Shout out to Katie. Thank you for coming yesterday. So if she comes by today, that would be hype. And if not, it might be a different day where I come back. I've been having so much fun that I'm not just doing this weekend. I'm going to be starting it in Calgary as soon as Monday, this upcoming Monday. And I'm going to be running it in Edmonton out of an Airbnb location to be announced. Probably every 2 weeks, I'm going to be coming up to Edmonton for the next little while, recording some content, staying in a big Airbnb. So it'll be just like a house that you can come over to respectfully and buy cards. And then I can like do road trips with like two cars of people on our weekend to experience West Edmonton Mall. So Airbnb is the way to go. If you haven't looked at it yet, I suggest, I'm not sponsored by it, but I suggest you check it out. You can do some fun stuff even in your city for like $20 each. Just get a big house and just like have a super fun game night. It's like outrageous. $20 is so worth it. But anyways, more to come. Stay tuned. All right, warning. This is about to get loud very soon. Very soon, it's about to get very loud. One, turn down, turn down. end of night, just had my last customer. He seemed great. We're going to become friends. He's, like, fun. Works at Boston Pizza. Just a chill dude. Bought a ton of stuff. Gave him a huge discount. He had a Karn as well as a bunch of other rares. Dropped it down. It was 50 Star City USD, so I gave him 50 for the Karn, and then I gave him 10% off on top on everything and added some extras because he was cool and he's going to play them. So it's over. The garage sale is done, but there's going to be another garage sale soon. And I'm going into karaoke to see my friends because they're all about to leave town. So this is going to be my last night in Edmonton, and then I'm heading out. And then in Calgary, I'm going to be doing these garage sales as well because they were such a good idea. But here tonight, I sing. That's what I'm here for. So, all right. I'll talk to you all pretty soon. Love you all. Goodbye. All right, what's up? So, Aaron, what did we just do, like, seconds ago?
Business, yo.
Business, yo. We just competed at the Karaoke World Championship qualifiers to get to provincials. How do you think you did?
I just think that, you know, we just need to get the puck to the net and really play as a team.
Just drive it in.
I think we're going to have a great season.
Drive it in.
No, it was good. It was absolutely terrifying.
Yeah, it's nerve-wracking. Holy shit.
I've never done it before, but I had a lot of fun doing it and going to be back again next week.
You did good. I think I did good. I think we both got good reactions. Next week, we bring up our game and then qualify. And then provincials, we just go at it. Maybe we go for first and second, but I'm going to take you down.
I'm going for above first.
Okay, well, reach for the stars.
Yeah, reach in my boot.
Okay. Well, anyways, karaoke is fun, and you should all go out and play some karaoke. Sing some karaoke.
Thank you, Don Cherry.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
In this episode of Coach's Corner.